proclamation number 6824 dated the May 7th, 1957. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. Single quote. Only spiritual adversity need weigh you down, whereas earthly problems can leave you unconcerned, because they will be remedied as soon as you pay attention to your soul's adversity and are willing to help it. Yet precisely the people who experience immense earthly adversity are unaware of the fact that their spiritual adversity is the reason why they must suffer and live in want, for they do not know the correlations and my means of salvation, nor do they know the extent of their spiritual adversity, since they are forecast on worldly things and their lack of faith instantly rejects any thought which might cross their mind as an explanation of their difficult fate. Nevertheless, these people need to be instructed about the meaning and purpose of their earthly existence. Are they to change their thinking? And in view of their earthly distress, such instructions would indeed be appropriate. However, they are usually only successful when people see no other way out by earthly means anymore. Then they will become thoughtful and they can change their mind. And I will manifestly support especially those people when they turn to me in thought and appeal for my help. They will not take the earthly adversity over into the kingdom of the beyond. Nevertheless, their spiritual adversity will follow them and will not let go of them either until they have turned their will and their thoughts towards me, which, however, is far more difficult than on earth. This is why I said the words, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Single quote. I can remove earthly adversity at any time. Spiritual hardship, however, must be removed by yourselves. I can certainly assist you with it, yet you must have the will and become active yourselves. You must take the path to me, you must believe in me and seek to fulfill my will. Thus, you must live according to my commandments of love for God and your neighbor. But in that case you will be able to confidently place all earthly adversity into my hands, for then you will have fulfilled the requirements, and my promise, that I will help you both in a physical and spiritual way, I will be able to take effect on you, because your soul will no longer be at risk of getting so engrossed in worry about its earthly needs that it cannot perform its actual task because it is too weak and makes no effort to gain strength. Time and again I have promised my help in earthly adversity. I myself have asked you to come to me if you are depressed and in need of help. I have given you the assurance that you will never ask anything of me in vain. Why don't you avail yourselves of my assurance? Why don't you hand yourselves over to me with complete faith, your Father of Eternity? Because you do not believe in me. And this is the immense spiritual adversity you find yourselves in, for without faith in me you will not establish the connection with me, and without this bond you are and will remain weak and will not be able to make any progress whatsoever in your development. As soon as you live your life on earth without me, precisely because you don't believe in me, you will remain on the same level or even descend further. But you ought to ascend if earthly life is to serve its purpose for you. You ought to get to the point that you can discard all material shackles and enter the spiritual kingdom as free and happy beings. As long as you do not strive for this, as long as you merely regard your life on earth as an end in itself, you will suffer great spiritual adversity and will require a noticeable earthly burden which will lead you to a different way of thinking. And although it seems that your physical strength is not sufficient in order to master the earthly adversity, you can nevertheless ease your fate, by merely taking the path to me, When you become conscious of your imperfect state and appeal to me for help, then the earthly adversity will be removed from you at the same time will be arranged such that it will be endurable for you. For then I will have achieved what I wanted to achieve by means of the adversity, that you will get in touch with me, your God and Father of eternity. Amen.